Intro, relaxed, clear. Hi, welcome. This is a beginner resampling lesson for Ableton Live 12, where we'll make a stacked AMC call and arrange it into a short jungle, old school DNB loop. Before we start, put this phrase in your head and keep it there. AMC call vocal, stack and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Section 1. What we'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have 4 resampled audio layers, a clean short shot, a pitch down chunky sub, a pitched up bright stab, and a vocoded pad slash texture. An 8-bar arrangement that uses gated echoes and offbeat placement for that classic jungle feel. 1 resampled, drum and bass friendly audio clip per layer ready to drag into simpler or reuse in the arrangement. Section 2. Preparation. Start a new live set and set the tempo to 170-175 BPM. Create these tracks. Audio track 1. Name it vocal source and import or record a short AMC phrase. Keep it around half a second to 1 second. Create a MIDI track called Carrier for the vocoder. Load Wavetable or Analog and choose a simple saw or square patch. Create 2 return tracks, R1 for echo and R2 for hybrid reverb. Leave sends at default for now. Create a new audio track called Resampling. This is where you'll record processed outputs by setting input to resampling when you arm it. Section 3. Basic cleanup and gating on the vocal source track. Build a tidy chain from left to right. Utility for gain control in case the recording is hot. EQ8, high pass around 120 Hz to remove rumble, and a gentle boost between 2 and 4 Khz for presence. Compressor glue or compressor. Moderate ratio, around 3:1. Fast attack and medium release to even the level. Gate optional. Set threshold so only the strong call passes through and breaths or background noise are removed. This prepares the vocal as a stable modulator for all further processing. Section 4. Layer 1. Clean short shot. Duplicate the vocal source clip to a new audio track called Clean Shot. In clip view, set warp to complex or complex pro for natural timing. Trim the clip to a single short hit, about a quarter to a half second, and adjust clip attack if needed. Add a device chain, a mild saturator soft sign, a tightening EQ8 if needed, and send some signal to R1 echo at roughly 20-30% for a short dovetail. To resample, create a track called Record Clean, set its input to resampling, arm it, solo only the clean shot track, start arrangement recording and trigger the clip. Stop and trim the take. Section 5, Layer 2. Pitch down chunky sub. Duplicate the original vocal source to a track called Sub Layer. In the clip transpose region, shift down between 7 and 12 semitones. Try -7 as a starting point. Use Warp Mode Complex Pro to preserve formants, or repitch if you want crunchy artifacts. Add a frequency shifter or pitch device for small formant tweaks. EQ8, roll off highs above 5 Khz and boost a bit around 100-300 Hz for chunk. Add saturator and glue compressor to glue the low end. Resample this processed result into a track named Record Sub the same way you did the clean shot. Section 6, Layer 3. Pitched up right stab. Duplicate the original clip to stab layer. Transpose up between +7 and +12 semitones for chipmunk style stab. Use Beats or Complex Pro warp mode depending on how you want the attack to behave. Add auto filter or an EQ high pass to remove low end and boost 3-6 Khz for snap. Add a short echo or simple delay for stereo width. Resample to record stab using the resampling track, soloing only the stab layer while you record. Section 7, Layer 4. Vocoded texture. Set the vocal source as the modulator and the carrier MIDI track as the carrier. On the carrier, load Wavetable with a bright saw or pad and create a sustained MIDI note or chord where you want the vocoder to live. C2 to C4 is a good range. Insert Ableton vocoder on the vocal source track after your compressor and gate. Choose external carrier mode or enable the external slash sidechain carrier so the vocoder receives the audio from the carrier track. Pre-compress the carrier and the modulator. Steady inputs help the vocoder behave consistently. Set vocoder bands to 32 or 64 for intelligibility, short attack and moderate release, and start with roughly a 50% dry slash wet balance. EQ the modulator before the vocoder with a high pass below 200 Hz and a small 2-4 Khz boost for consonant clarity. While the sustained carrier plays, tweak bands and formant settings until AMC reads through the pad. Resample into a track called Record Vocoded by arming resampling, soloing the carrier and vocal source, recording, then trimming the take. Section 8, Shop, Reverse and Microarrange. Now you should have 4 recorded audio clips, clean, sub, stab, and vocoded. Drag each into the arrangement or into simpler. For chops, Slice at transients with CMD/Ctrl+E and move slices off-grid using 16th triplet or 32nd divisions to get jungle swing for playable chops. Drop a clip into simpler classic and map keys. Place the main call hits on strong points like bar 1.1 and 3.3, and experiment with offbeat placements. Automate send levels to R1 so each hit has gated echo tails. This creates that classic dub echo effect. Use short slices and stutters by duplicating and nudging slices by a 16th or a few milliseconds for ghost hits. Section 9. Final polish and busing. Group the resampled tracks into a bus called call stack. On the group, add an AQ8 to carve space, high pass everything below about 80 Hz, glue compressor to glue the layers, and a subtle width or chorus for stereo of interest. Automate group volume and send levels, so hits breathe and dynamic arcs form across the 8 bars. Consolidate and name each resampled file, and when you're happy, select the 8-bar section and export audio to create a final loop or drag the grouped audio into your library. Section 10. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't record resampling with everything unmuted. Solo only what you want to capture or set audio from to a specific track to avoid double processing. Avoid using repitch when you want format preservation. Use Complex Pro and Transpose instead. Don't use too few vocoder bands. Low band counts obscure intelligibility. Avoid smearing clarity by oversaturating the entire stack. Prefer subtle per layer saturation. Remember to EQ between layers so the sub doesn't muddy the rest of the stack. Section 11. Pro tips: pre-compress the vocal before the vocoder to stabilize the modulator. Use different warp modes per layer for variety. Complex Pro for natural timbre, repitch for crunchy character. Pan slightly for separation. Clean center, stab left, vocoded pad right. Add subtle pitch automation for tape wobble vibes. Bus the stack and use slight transient shaping or bus compression to glue everything. Save each resampled layer with tempo and pitch metadata for future reuse. Section 12. Mini practice exercise. Build an 8-bar loop using 3 resampled layers and 1 vocoded texture. Record AMC on vocal source. Make 3 resamples. Clean, sub at minus 9 semitones and stab at plus 9 semitones. Make 1 vocoded recording with a sustained saw on wavedible. Arrange. Clean on bars 1 and 5, sub on 2.3 and 6.1, stab as offbeat ghosts, and vocoded pad under bars 1-4. Automate echo sends so each clean hit produces 3 progressively quieter echoes. Export and compare to classic jungle references, then iterate. Section 13. Recap. You've run a full resampling workflow, prepared the modulator, created 4 distinctive layers. Clean, sub, stab, and vocoded pad. Used Ableton's vocoder with an external carrier and adjusted bands, resampled each layer to audio, and arranged them into a short jungle-style loop. Use these resampled clips as call-and-response hooks in your DNB tracks and save them for quick recall in future sessions. Closing. That's it. Go ahead and try the flow now, one step at a time. Remember the phrase, IMC call vocal. Stack and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Keep small tweaks, save iterations, and have fun chasing those classic rhythms.